Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Twisted Todd. You know, the holidays are quickly approaching. I mean, at the time that I'm doing this, it is like 10 days out from Halloween. Then we've got Thanksgiving. Then, of course, we've got Christmas. And my favorite Christmas tradition is coming back this year. Had to miss out on it last year, you know, COVID and all that. But this year, Friday, December 10th, Bonsker Wellness Arena, it's the return of Trans-Siberian Orchestra. And I'm talking to the original TSO drummer himself, Jeff Plate. Man, how are you doing today?
I'm good.
I hear you, man. I know we were getting to do another interview again because you're getting ready to go into rehearsals for TSO.
Yeah, Ali, just in a little over a week, we'll get things fired up. Everybody's got their songs that we're going over at home, so we'll be ready to go.
Absolutely. And this will be the, you'll get the first taste of what the stage show is going to be like.
You know, every year I get there, I really have no idea what the show is going to look like until they get it built. And that's part of the treat for me. That's a nice surprise whenever they get it done, I can see what's going on.
Absolutely. Now, you are not a one-trick pony by any means. You're a guy who's always got several irons in the fire between other bands and other projects. Will TSO be the first one that you play live with, or have you done anything else following the pandemic?
No. Honestly, the last live show that I played was Leap Year, February 29th, 2020, and that was with my cover band here, Sunsonic, and that was the last show that I played out.
All right, so first TSO show, be the first one back out.
Yes, and I can't wait. I think we're all chomping at the bit, even though, you know, normal is not normal yet, but getting back on stage and doing what we do, it's going to be a thrill all over again.
Absolutely, and you know, I'm a fellow musician too, and you know, and it's one of those things you can't really explain to somebody if you've never played a show. Like, I've tried to explain to my wife numerous times, the itch you get if you don't have that. It is like a drug, like anything else. For lack of a better thing, I always say it's better than sex because, you know, it lasts just a little bit longer.
Well, it's something that I think we can all relate to. Let's put it that way.
Right.
Yeah, I'll be honest. You know, like I said, that was the last live performance. But as COVID kicked in last year and I really hunkered down and put all my focus into the El Terrain project, you know, I love playing live, but doing the local thing, I don't really miss it at this point. I'm more focused on creating more music. You know, now that we've recorded the El Terrain CD Mother's Day, and the response from that has been so strong, getting the second one done is really my main focus. But you know, nonetheless, playing live, there's nothing like it. Can't wait to get back on stage with TSO, and, you know, whatever comes after that, we'll see.
Absolutely. And where are you at with the next El Terrain? I know last time we talked, it was mostly written, right?
It is basically written except for one song, which needs just a few more parts. But lyrically, I got all the lyrics done. The arrangements are done. Actually going to be start doing the drum tracks tomorrow, and trying to get the drum tracks for most, if not all, of these songs done before I leave for TSO. So, yeah, we've been diligent about this. I got some great guys who are on board. We work every week. I mean, obviously, I work on this every day. But I got a couple guys, Kevin McCarthy and Tommy Cook, who have been with me from the beginning of this, and they helped me tremendously. Every week we get together and work on this.
Absolutely, man. And that's awesome. It'd be great for you to get as much done as you can, because you leave, you said, what, like in just a week?
Yes, it'll be next week.
You know, so yeah, trying to get as much done as you can before that goes, because that way other guys can be doing their parts and everything, and just keep that thing rolling. So hopefully by the time TSO wraps up, man, we can get a new all-terrain out there.
Yeah, hopefully by next spring we'll get the second one out. I do have the title, but I will share all of this when the time comes. And in the meantime, we're just gonna focus on getting everything recorded.
Right. And the first one came out this past spring, or actually a little bit before spring, right?
The first one came out in January of this year.
So that's really cool, though, man. That's like you'll have the next one out like a year apart, and that's like that almost never happens anymore. Which is it always used to blow my mind. I'm just gonna throw an example like Iron Maiden. Iron Maiden will come out with an album every year and tour most of that year in between. I'm like, how did they write that new record? Because they didn't have the technology like they have today, yet it takes so much longer to get something out there.
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, even a band like Kiss, back in the day, they were recording two albums a year at one point while touring. And, I think a part of that is the fact that back in the day, you were not distracted by everything. You just had music. There wasn't a cell phone or a computer or 24-hour media or anything like that. You were a musician. When you got off the stage, you were focusing on writing songs for the next record. You weren't worried about checking how many likes were on your Facebook page and all that stuff. So, it's no mystery to me as how they got it done. But in my case, we finished up the first record, and I already had a bunch of ideas cooking for the second one, so I got right to work. And obviously we're not doing anything out live. TSO was down because of COVID. But nonetheless, like I said, my guys have been great. Everybody has showed up ready to work, and we've got a lot done.
Absolutely, man. And dude, I can't wait, because this TSO tour is going to be 25th anniversary of the first album, which is just blows my mind.
Yeah, it blows my mind to think it's been that long. I mean, I can seriously remember being in the studio recording this.
Right.
And, at the time, Paul O'Neill was probably the only one who was in the room who believed what this thing was and where it was going to go. We all realized we had something very good. Christmas Eve, Sarajevo, 1224 was already a hit. We had that going for us. And so doing the first Christmas record, I mean, jumping into Christmas music, that was something completely new to me and the rest of the guys. But Paul believed in everything he was doing. And, lo and behold, here we are 25 years later talking about this and talking about the upcoming winter tour. It's just amazing what has happened. And the art, the music, everything that Paul created, he used to tell us hundreds of times, TSO is going to outlive us all. It's going to be passed down from generation to generation. And that's all really positive talk and positive thinking. But the man was right. And he created something that is going to go down through the ages. And, unfortunately, we are doing it now without him. But he accomplished what he set out to create. And, all the credit to Paul.
Absolutely. And like you said, it's one of those things, because it is such a big, it's such an entity. Man, I know Kiss has also said, that, hey, that's going to live on beyond them. I don't know about all that, but TSO, it is a machine, just a completely different altogether, because there are so many moving parts to it that it's hard for it to be about just one lineup.
Sure, and the longevity of the Trans-Siberian Orchestra is, first and foremost, it's the quality of the songs and the music and the lyrics and the story. But the fact that it is, we are known for the holiday season and the Christmas melodies that are in these original songs. Those Christmas melodies are what makes this thing eternal, if you ask me. It's the same with some of our non-seasonal stuff, the Beethoven, the Mozart. Weaving those elements into this music was just a brilliant move by Paul and his partners, his writing team, because those things are ageless. And he found a way to wrap his original ideas around these traditional melodies. And the holiday season is just it's a special time of year. There's a magic to it. And Paul created magic. Christmas Eve and Other Stories is just such a beautiful record musically, but the story that Paul wrote for this, I really think is the thing that really touched so many people and what allowed people to share it with their friends and encourage their friends to come see us year after year. So it really is something else. It's really an amazing story. And you know, we are just thrilled to get back out there and keep carrying on the legacy for Paul.
You know, and you mentioned, you know, like Mozart and Beethoven, you know, it's like he took his love for classical music and really just put that together, like you said, with the traditional songs. It makes you wonder if any of these classical musicians were alive today with the instruments that we have today, you know, what things like that would have been like now. Like, you know, what would they have done with electric guitar? Because, you know, you have to think that what they would have done would have been right in the vein of what TSO is.
Well, that's interesting. That's a cool way to think about it. I mean, you know, I just mentioned Kiss, you know, back in the 70s, touring around and not having cell phones and anything to bother you, computers. You imagine being Beethoven and Mozart?
Oh, I know.
I mean, you're like working by candlelight. You have no electricity. That's all you've got. And these men were probably sitting there working at their craft every hour, every waking moment of the day. So it's hard to tell, you know, if today's distractions would have allowed them to do what they did. But thankfully, they were able to do what they did and pass it down to us.
Absolutely, man. And what's also killer about the 25th anniversary of this first album is the reissue of it on vinyl, which I am chomping at the bit to get a copy of myself. I'm just already sitting there, you know, looking at pre-orders, and I'm like, yeah, we got to do this.
Yeah, the vinyl thing is I've got to get my turntable back up to speed because they reissued some of the old Sabotage stuff on vinyl, which is very cool. The vinyl is such a cool, nostalgic thing. And I mean, for people of my age and, you know, before and younger, I mean, obviously turntables have been around, they're still around, but that was our way of listening to music, you know. And then all of a sudden cassette tapes came along and one thing led to another, but the LP, the classic vinyl stuff, it just sounded different. It felt different when you were listening to it. It's hard to describe, but it's nice to see that some of this stuff is getting revisited in that format.
Well, you know, it's interesting because I just picked up just earlier this year, got my first turntable for the first time since, God, probably since, like, I was a kid. I've collected a fair amount of vinyl. Like, I'm a big Kansas fan, so I used to go to old record shacks and buy up a whole bunch of the old Kansas catalog. And a lot of times I would find somebody that had a record player and I would burn it over to cassettes, you know, before they started releasing a lot of the Kansas albums on CD. But it's like now I've actually got one at home, and it's just, listening to a record is much more an event that way, as opposed to like, oh, hey, I've just got a, you know, crap ton of songs on my iPod. And sure, it may be easier. I can just set up one album after the other to play. But there's, even though you have to keep getting up and down to flip it, it's just, there's something about the way it is. And it really is. It's a little more involved than just like playing something on your iPod.
The LP really allows you to listen to the whole record. You know, because you're not fast forwarding or jumping from song to song on, you know, whatever electronic device you have.
Right.
You put a record on, you put that needle down, you're not going to get up and flip the record over and you know, jog through songs. You're going to sit there and listen to the whole side of that record.
Absolutely.
And I think that's something that's totally been lost in a lot of music, because there are so many artists out there that have a great song that may be a hit single and whatever, but the rest of the record doesn't even get considered. And, right, you know, back in the day, we were again talking Kiss and Aerosmith, Oyster Cult, you know, these bands, it's like you listen to the record front to back, and that's just kind of what you did. But today's media allows you to jump from everything to everything in an instant. And, you know, I don't know if that's good or bad, but, hey, it's you know, it's a sign of the times. It is the way it is.
Absolutely. Well, you know, TSO is definitely one of those albums that that's why I'm so excited to get that one on vinyls, because, you know, you put that album on, you're invested. There's no skipping through that.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Well, you know, to think that here we are 25 years later, still touring this record, and which is our most popular. We've sold over 3 million copies of this, and it's so cool. You know, like I said from the beginning, we didn't realize what was coming down the road when we recorded this record, when we first started touring. You know, we didn't realize that this thing was going to turn into such a an amazing live event
right.
every year. And, you know, like I said earlier, Paul's probably the only guy in the room that, that saw this coming or believed in it to that extent. But, you know, between the live music, between doing the records, the charity work we've done, it's just been an amazing run, you know, this 25 years. And honestly, there seems to be no end in sight. So we're going to keep our fingers crossed for all that.
Hey, I'm hoping, man, and I'll be there as long as I can be. And I'm looking forward to seeing you guys come December 10th.
Sounds good, man. Well, good talking to you as always.
Absolutely, man. You have a good one.
Thank you. Bye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.